This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Russian forces were fighting Monday to achieve one of their strategic objectives in Ukraine, as Moscow-backed separatists said they were pushing into Lysychansk, the last major city still held by Ukrainian troops in eastern Luhansk province. Lysychansk's twin city of Severodonetsk fell Saturday in a victory for Moscow's campaign to seize the eastern provinces of Luhansk and Donetsk on behalf of pro-Russian separatists. TASS news agency quoted a separatist official Sunday as saying Moscow's forces had entered Lysychansk from five directions and were isolating Ukrainian defenders. Reuters could not confirm the report. Russia has shattered weeks of relative calm in Ukraine's capital with a missile attack, as Western leaders meeting in Europe prepared to reaffirm their support for Ukraine and condemnation of Russia. Kyiv's mayor speculated the airstrikes were a symbolic attack before a NATO summit starting Tuesday. U.S. President Joe Biden says the U.S. and other group of seven leading economies will ban imports of gold from Russia. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The move is the latest in a series of sanctions that the Club of Democracies will hope isolate Russia economically over its invasion of Ukraine. A formal announcement is expected on Tuesday as the leaders meet for their annual summit. Biden and his counterparts will huddle on the summit's opening day to discuss how to secure energy supplies and tackle inflation, aiming to keep the fallout from Russia's invasion of Ukraine from splintering the global coalition working to punish Moscow. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
President Volodymyr Zelensky, speaking in his nightly video address, appealed to the G7 leaders.